Books on Tape presents The Left Hand of God by Paul Hoffman, read by Steve West. Chapter 1. Listen. The Sanctuary of the Redeemers on Shotover Scarp is named after a damned lie, for there is no redemption that goes on there unless sanctuary. The country around it is full of scrub and spindly weeds, and you can barely tell the difference between summer and winter, which is to say that it is always bloody freezing no matter what the time of year. The sanctuary itself is visible for miles when there is no filthy smog obscuring it, which is rare, and is made of flint, concrete, and rice flour. The flour makes the concrete harder than rock, and this is one of the reasons that the prison, for this is what it truly is, has resisted the many attempts to take it by siege, attempts now considered so futile that no one has tried to take Shotover Sanctuary for hundreds of years. It is a stinking, foul place, and no one except the Lord Redeemers go there willingly. Who are their prisoners, then? This is the wrong word for those who are taken to Shotover, because prisoners suggest a crime, and they, none of them, have offended any law made by man or God. Nor do they look like any prisoner you will ever have seen. Those who are brought here are all boys under the age of 10. Depending on their age when they enter, it may be more than 15 years before they leave, and then only half will do so. The other half will have left in a shroud of blue sacking and been buried in Ginky's Field, a graveyard which begins under the walls. This graveyard is vast, spreading as far as you can see, so you will have some idea of the size of Shotover and how very hard it is even to stay.